You're live.
Okay, this is the September 27th, 2016 meeting of the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. And this is Michael Novick, the chair pro tem. Will Arco Martin, the secretary, call the roll?
Okay, Nick Arena. Fred Blair.
Present.
Adriana Kasanov.
Present.
Joseph Davis. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
That's six. That's a quorum.
Okay, I believe tonight was a special meeting. Is that, am I correct in that? We added an extra meeting for the purpose of dealing with the budgets. I have not received any budget document from either the PNO or the PRA, and I don't think we ever received a budget proposal from KPFT. Am I correct in that? And I sent out another request to all of them for something. By this, I mean, we had asked for them by a week ago, Friday.
Hey, Deanna?
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Well, we are, I think that the next next week our, I mean, the four, I don't know, the 13 or the 14th, Wednesday for now, KPFT, LSB, I think that we will be approving or discussing the budget. Okay? We don't have, we have a preliminary one, but we were discussing that budget. Okay?
Okay, we did say when we sent out the request for whatever budget proposals people had by I believe we said Friday the, let me take a look at the calendar. We asked for those budgets, I think, by Friday the 16th, and said that the timetable for LSP consideration budgets had already passed. But we don't have anything from KPFD, so whether the LSP is considering or not is not the main point. I'm not sure, maybe somebody who's more of a parliamentarian than I, if we had a special meeting, can we do any other business at this meeting in the absence of the budgets? We had said we were noticing an election of the chair. We had, I think, at least one set of public session minutes to consider. Go ahead, Arthur. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, on a special meeting, you're supposed to do the thing you're supposed to do. This is supposed to be for budgets, and so it has to be for budgets. There's a executive session that is to consider personnel, confidential personnel issues. That's later. What we can do, we can certainly hold the election for chair. There are, in a special meeting, you don't consider the minutes. So there are no minutes to be produced for a special meeting. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, I mean, I've read Roberts on this, and a special meeting is for special stuff, and if you don't have the special stuff, not much you can do. So outside of election of a chair, I don't know what else we really do.
Adriana, yes?
Can we proceed with elected chair?
Okay, we did notice it last week that there would be an election for chair to the went out to the members, right? So are there any nominations?
I nominate Michael Novick.
I guess our boss should take over the chair for that purpose then. Our boss, do you want to do that?
Okay, hold on.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. All right. There's been one nomination for chair. That's a Michael. Michael Novick. Are there any other nominations for chair of the National Finance Committee? Once, twice. Hearing none, is there any objection to closing nominations for chair? Okay, seeing no objection to closing nominations, the nominations are closed. There being only one nominee, Michael, is there any objection to Michael Novick being the chair of the NFC? Hearing none, Michael, you have the chair back.
Okay, thank you, and thank you, everyone. So, in the absence of any new budget proposals, I'm not sure if there's any other business we can conduct except maybe adjourning to another date. We, when we ended the last meeting, we didn't pick a further date beyond today. We ran out of time at that meeting. So I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar. The next scheduled meeting is October 18th, I think. Seems like that's too long to wait. A lot of open
Barbara with a question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Barbara.
Can we also set up tonight a proposed agenda for the next meeting? I mean, would that be giving enough notice of what we would like to have on the agenda? Or is that, you know, if we want to have something a little different than what was on the agenda tonight and hasn't materialized.
Our Paul for,
mm-hmm.
for the answer.
What we could do is take up various budgets, which we don't have, and then postpone them to the next meeting. That's about it, because you can't, this meeting cannot, if this meeting adjourns to another special meeting somewhere in the future, what people sometimes call a continuation meeting, we could do something like that. Or we can just postpone it to the next meeting, which would mean whatever we get to.
Even if it was a regular meeting like the one on October 18th?
Yeah, if we postpone, it doesn't matter what it is. If we do a special and we fix the time to which to
extra
adjourn and go
meeting.
To, you know, say we do it in a week or 2 weeks, whatever, and that's another special meeting and there's nothing there, we're stuck doing this again. Whereas if we postpone it to the next meeting, even though we have nothing, if we postpone consideration to the next meeting, then we, whatever the hell the next meeting is, we would have it. There is still, of course, the fact that if we set a meeting and we get nothing again, we do have that. But we could do
Tony.
It either way. One way is the postponement is more flexible.
I hear you, Tony. Yeah. Okay. Will you finish that, Paul? Okay, Tony, Norm?
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that, his interpretation in terms of Robert Rules of Order about this particular meeting and special meeting. I mean, it's true that you should entertain whatever the special meeting is, but with a two-thirds vote, I don't see any reason if the body chooses to discuss and deal with an item with two-thirds vote, it can't do that under Robert Rules of Order. We're not foreclosed of doing anything simply because it's a special meeting. Because if there's something that needs to be done, I mean, with a two-thirds vote, we need to do it. I mean, we have too many serious issues to waste time and not meet on anything simply because we don't have a budget and waste another week or two on discussing issues that need to be discussed. If there's anything pressing, I don't see anything that bars this committee with a two-thirds vote from discussing any issue or dealing with an issue just because it's a special meeting. Because it's a special meeting, you require two-thirds votes to change.
Change the agenda, or
yeah,
Barbara for the stack.
Hi, Barbara.
Well, I've been considering the seriousness and how difficult it is to move things through some kind of reasonable process, and I actually have two motions that I would like to make if we. And they are related to this budget problem and a recent motion that was passed urging that the PNB convene, I guess it is a group of some of the GMs and the ED to address fundraising issues and come up with some sort of a proposal and a timetable that is supposed to help this situation. But I have two motions that would address the budget stalling problem and that issue I just mentioned about fundraising.
Okay, so in the light of Tony's suggestion, do you want to make a motion that we amend the agenda of the special meeting to take up those motions?
Sure, I would like to. I move we add to the agenda considerations of in the same vein to try to solve these problems about not receiving the budgets and the needs for fund drives, fundraising.
Okay.
Point of information?
I just forwarded Barbara's motions to the Finance Committee list. What's your point of information, Adriana?
Yes. Do we have the motion? You said that you just sent it?
I just forwarded them. They relate to the PRA.
The ones that I emailed you a little earlier, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see if we receive it, please.
Actually, I think if we, in a sense, if we followed also the procedure that our poll is suggesting, we could actually look at the PRA budget as an item on this agenda, and I think your motions are relevant to that.
Okay,
issue.
Good.
So, if you would need it, please let go.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, our poll.
While we wait for the motions to hit the list, Robert's Rules of Order, page 93, starting at line 3. The only business that can be transacted at a special meeting is that which has been specified in the call of the meeting. This rule, however, does not preclude consideration of privileged motions or of any subsidiary, incidental, or other motions that may arise in connection with the transaction of such business or the conduct of the meeting. If at a special meeting, action is taken relating to business not mentioned in the call, that action to become valid must be ratified by the organization at a regular meeting or at another special meeting properly called for the purpose. And basically, it
okay.
It says, there you go.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate the parliamentary ruling. I am going to say that I think Barbara's motions are relevant to the PRA budget that we said we would take up at this meeting. The schedule for this meeting was to say we were going to look at the budgets for KPFT, the PRA, and PNO that we hadn't taken up at the last meeting.
Well, yeah. Should we then make a little agenda?
Yeah, so let's do that, starting with the PRA.
Adriana?
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, Michael. I don't know if anybody received your motion, but I didn't. Anybody else received the motion?
It hasn't hit Yahoo yet.
Yeah, I didn't have it yet.
I haven't received it either.
Okay, it looks like I received it myself 3 minutes ago, 5:47 p.m. It's just a forward of Barbara. Let me see what the, can't see what the subject line is.
You sent it to the all NFC group?
Yes.
Well, I'm still not having it.
I sent it to the Yahoo group.
What?
All right, well, Barbara, you want to read them, or I could read
sure.
them?
Sure, I'm happy to read them. One is very short, the other's a little bit longer, but there's nothing that'll go on for hours.
Hang on a second, Barbara. We actually should approve that proposed agenda. The proposed agenda is to look at the PRA budget, the KPFT budget and the Pacifica National Level, National Office budget.
Say those again.
The PRA budget, the KPFT budget, and the Pacifica National Office budget, and then to set another meeting.
So moved, if that's appropriate.
Sure. Are there any objections to that agenda? Okay, so hearing none, we'll say that agenda has been adopted, and the first item on the agenda is the PRA budget. As I said, we have not yet received any document from the PRA, but Barbara has a couple of motions related to the PRA budget.
Mr. Chair?
I'm sorry?
Can you resend it, please, to all of us, because I'm still not having any motion. I didn't receive anything. Nothing in the Yahoo groups.
Yeah, it hasn't hit the website yet, and it usually hits the website before it hits the emails. So it's Yahoo.
Does it have to go through Yahoo? Can it just go to the National Finance Committee?
That is. I'll add people's addresses.
Because I know when Arpal sends minutes, I love it that he attaches them just to the bottom of his email, and I don't have to go into Yahoo and fuss around there trying to get them.
The internet is quite busy this time of day, so maybe that's the problem.
I receive it.
Okay, it just hit the website.
Yes.
I just hit it a second time, so. Okay, so Barbara, why don't you read the second one first, which is more directly related to.
Yes, it is more directly related. But I'd like to read the this kind of introductory sentence for just to explain why I've put both of these up. In consideration of the seriousness of Pacifica's situation, my motions propose things a little in advance of what might be produced given the PNB's usual method of dealing with even a crisis, which is what I think we're in. I feel, this is an aside, I feel we're kind of hampered by our governance method, and I'm trying to incorporate it, but bend it a little to make things work better. So the second motion that I'm proposing is requesting a, and these are in quotes, shutdown and transformation budget from PRA. It should have two parts. The first part is a budget for staff and supplies needed to transfer all unprocessed recordings to an educational institution, in parentheses, yet to be retained, for purposes of preservation and storage, with all rights of ownership to be retained by Pacifica Foundation. The second part of the budget should be for staff and supplies and estimated space needed to maintain a library of duplicatable single copies of all currently processed, i.e. preserved, recordings, and of estimated space needed to house a library of duplicatable single copies of all recordings after they are processed for preservation by an educational institution yet to be retained by Pacifica.
And what is a order?
Pardon me?
Adriana has a point of order. What is it?
Mr. Chair, Adriana, this is totally out of order. Why, since when the National Finance Committee need to decide what to do with some of the unit of the foundation.
I'm in my middle of my presentation.
Sorry.
Do you think I can finish and then you can ask your question?
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. You want to
So you don't want to hear all of my reasoning before you ask your question?
Hang on a second.
May I finish stating my point of order?
I'm sorry. Let Adriana finish a point of order, then we'll rule on it, then we'll proceed from there. What is your point of order, Adriana?
My point of order is that these motions are totally out of order because it's not the purview of the National Finance Committee to decide or set what to do with the asset of the Pacifica Foundation.
Okay, so are you suggesting that the motion should say the NFC suggests or requests that the PNB do this, or are you saying...
No, sir. No, sir. What I'm saying is we can go and read in the bylaw what is the purpose of the National Finance Committee. And in any place in our bylaw said that the National Finance Committee will tell what to do, or we'll give suggestion about what to do with the assets of the foundation. We are here to talk about finance and to talk about budgets, not to decide what to do with the assets.
Okay, Adriana, but the that's why I said to start with number two. It is a request for a budget. So I think on that regard...
May I answer this also?
In order.
Mr. Chair, you are saying that you said that this is not out of order, that is not the purview of this committee? That is what you are saying?
I'm saying that the motion is to request a specific type of budget.
I can
the
read the motion, sir. They are in front of me and they are saying the PNB what to do with the assets. One of the assets of the Pacifica Foundation, one of the most important assets.
Excuse me, Adriana, we're looking at motion number two first.
She just read the whole thing, right?
No, she read her introductory line at the beginning.
Motion two?
No, she did not read
motion one and two.
She only read motion two.
Yes. One and two, what does it have to do? How can...
If you would listen for a while, you might catch on.
Mr. Chair, could I suggest you either rule it in order or out of order, and then we can move on?
I move that the motion that Barbara's presenting is in order.
Point of privilege, Mr. Chair, please ask the members to refer to you and not be on the floor till they are... You know, Barbara, I don't need your patronizing, okay?
The point of personal privilege is recognized. People will please ask for permission to speak. I did rule on Adriana's point of order that motion number two is out of order. My ruling is that I think it's in order because it's a request for a specific type of budget from the PRA. Let me finish saying what I'm saying. I think it might be necessary to put it in the form of a motion to the Pacifica National Board and not just a motion from the committee, but we'll deal with that as we discuss the motion. Barbara was interrupted by the point of order and has the floor to explain or motivate her motion.
I'm sorry, I challenge your ruling, Mr. Chair, because this motion is a transformation.
There's a challenge to the ruling of the chair that motion number two is in order. Is such a motion debatable?
Yes.
Challenge the ruling of the chair?
The chair gets to go first and last, and the rest of us got to go in the middle.
Okay. Well, I said why I think this motion is in order. It is related to the PRA budget that we requested and haven't received yet, and so it's advisory to the PRA as the type of budget we're looking for. So I think that's in order. The explanation specifically says that such a budget is not sort of a binding budget as to what will happen. It will facilitate a decision about what should happen. So that's my ruling. I'm not saying I'm in favor of the motion necessarily, but that my ruling is that it's up for discussion.
Our
Paul and Adriana.
Yes. Okay, I haven't heard the full motion yet because I'm busy plugging it in, so I only it got interrupted. From what I've seen so far, yes, it should say at the top the something on the order of the NFC requested the PNB, blah, blah, blah. However, the NFC is not disposing or doing anything to the assets of the foundation. The NFC would be, as far as I've read it, making a suggestion for what the PNB should do. And
exactly.
We can advise the PNB to do all sorts of things. The NFC could make a motion that Pacifica engage in a moonshot, send a rocket to the moon to publicize Pacifica. It would be in order. And this is sort of the same thing. We're suggesting something to the PNB for what we think they should do. So I think it's in order.
Adriana?
Yes, I can see what we received. And the motion is number two, and it's funny because it starts with motion number one, but we don't read it. We go to motion number two, you said. But motion number two starts with something say requesting a shutdown and transformation budget from PRI. It should have two parts. That is part of the motion, I believe, right? And
yes.
Like I said, I mean, how could we start with number two when number two is a consequence of what they are, the number?
Okay, any further comments?
May I respond?
Barbara?
Well, I took Michael's suggestion that we start with number two because it does mention budget, and that is what we are trying to consider. But number one is introductory to the whole idea that I'm trying to present here, and it does start out, the NFC urges the PNB to seriously study something. And after the end of motion number two, I'd like to read that little statement. My reason for making such a request is based on the belief that there will be eventual acceptance by the PNB that making this change is a wise move. And I'm talking about the change of which has been proposed by many to have the PRA, all of the recordings processed by another body, that the rest of us, the stations, do not have to raise the money to support. And there are examples of this happening where Pacifica and the stations can retain rights.
Barbara, you're speaking now to the question of the ruling of the chair on the whole thing.
I'm sorry. I think you're correct that it's, but I was trying to answer the objection.
Mr. Chair?
Well, hang on. Just give Barbara a chance to finish.
I as I said in this ending statement, seeing such a budget, I think, would help the PNB facilitate this kind of decision. I think these things, when we ask the GMs and the ED to come up with more fundraising ideas, I have some things to say about that. I had discussions with our GM, and he feels, and his business manager, that you cannot discuss new and more ways to raise money unless you deal with some very huge expenses like the PRA.
I'm going to rule you out of order on this part of the discussion again.
Okay, fine. I think you're correct in letting me, ruling that what I'm trying to propose here is in order.
Okay. Adriana, and then I think we have to go to a vote.
Yes. I'm reading from the Pacifica Bylaw Article 8 and said the standing committees. Right, Section 3, Article 8, other committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, Standing Committee. He said, a financial committee, we shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval and shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly and shall include as members, and then goes to the description of members. That is exactly the only purpose of this standing committee. Review and recommend the annual budget for board approval and monitor and report the foundation financial activities at least quarterly. This is the only reason for this committee to exist. The rest, I think that by itself, I mean, I understand that most of us are doing that. And I'm very sorry, because what we are trying to do, you know, on the other hand, we have a special, some units that are saying we are not paying with what we don't care about PRI. And now we are trying to tell the PNB what to do with an asset. I mean, you know, what we need to start is asking the units to pay their obligations first. That's what we should do. And we should be talking about financial and annual budget and foundation financial activities at least quarterly. And we are not doing that. But we can start again doing politics. That is what we are doing right now.
Okay, thank you. Paul, can you call the roll on the challenge of the chair?
So the roll, the vote is, if we say yes, we agree with Michael that this is an appropriate discussion for this agenda?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Nick Arena, Fred Blair.
I uphold the chair on this.
That's a yes.
So you're voting yes.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
I'll vote yes.
Serene Roberts. Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Okay, it's 5-4, 1 against, 0 abstentions.
Okay, so that the ruling of the chair is upheld in that case, that this is an order?
Yes.
So at this point, Barbara, it's in order for you to motivate your motion, and then we'll take possibly the amendments and so on.
Mr. Chair, since
yes?
The member didn't get through reading it, could we have at least the second half of it read?
May I request that I read both, because the first is very short, and it does introduce the idea of the whole thing.
Yes, but you only have one motion on the floor at a time.
That's right. We'll consider the second one first. That's fine with me.
Go ahead.
All right. Here is my, again, short introductory sentence to the whole idea of what it...
Just read the motion. Please, just read the motion.
Well, you said I could motivate it.
Yes, but then our Paul asked you to read it, so read the motion.
I see. All right. All right. Here's the first part, the first motion. The NFC urges the PNB.
No. Motion number two. We're only.
Oh, I thought I was going to be able to read both. Just.
No, there's only one motion.
All right. Fine. Okay. Fine. Motion number two. Requesting a shutdown and transformation budget from PRA. It should have two parts. One, staff and supplies needed to transfer all unprocessed recordings to an educational institution yet to be retained for purposes of preservation and storage, with all rights of ownership to be retained by Pacifica Foundation. Two, staff and supplies and estimated space needed to maintain a library of duplicatable single copies of all currently processed, in other words, preserved recordings, and of estimated space needed to house a library of duplicatable single copies of all recordings after they are processed for preservation by an educational institution yet to be retained by Pacifica.
Point of information, so after that I have my reason for making, so that the motion ends with to be retained by Pacifica then, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Well, both number one and number two end that way.
Well, okay. There was some extra up there, but I have it now.
No, I mean two parts to the budget, yeah.
So go ahead and motivate your motion, Barbara.
Well, I feel like our governance is a very difficult situation, and it's certainly difficult for us to deal with the kind of crisis that we're in. And I didn't see anything negative about trying to, I guess I'm trying to hurry the PNB to consider these things. But we do make proposals that the PNB consider. And so I just thought that we should be proposing that they seriously consider this business of transforming the Pacifica Radio Archives. And they've had plenty of examples of people recommending this with some authority and experience behind them. And I just thought that if we had such a budget as the one that's proposed here in this motion, it would help them realize what kind of thing they're considering as far as the whole financial picture for the foundation. Recently, we had last time passed a motion that in a way kind of was requesting the GMs and other people to step up on the fundraising ideas. And when I took that motion to our general manager and business manager at KPFA and said, this is what's coming. What do you think of this? How are you prepared for this? And they said, you know, really you have to consider these tremendous expenses. This particular one is trying to maintain PRA the way we have been. It has to change. And that will make the realization of any funds that stations can produce much more realistic.
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, I'm going to make an amendment. And okay, the amendment is in this motion to replace requesting, which is the first word of the thing, with the NFC requests that the PMB, okay, maybe recommends.
Mm-hmm.
Request, too good. Recommends that the PNB request, so that it would then start out reading the NFC, two places at once. It would start out reading, the NFC recommends that the PNB request a shutdown, and the rest.
Does it matter if I consider that a friendly amendment and we don't have to go through a lot of stuff? Or?
Well, I have an additional amendment, which I just sent people, so why don't we wait a moment and people can
sure.
see that.
I received it already.
You received mine that says amendment to Barbara's motion?
Yes.
Okay. I actually haven't, but...
This is Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
Making a stack for the motion?
Yeah. Well, there's an amendment, one amendment. Let me read mine to people who haven't received it yet. So my amendment to Barbara's motion is to begin with the following. Move that the NFC recommends
PNB?
Missed the language. Move that the NFC recommends to the PNB that it request the PRA to provide several alternative budget proposals for fiscal year 2017 to include the following. A serious proposal for increasing the revenue of the PRA, aside from use of PRA materials as fund drive premiums and obtaining central services funds from the budget. B, a bare-bones operating budget necessary to maintain the PRA as is based on last year's actual income, including actual central services payments. And C, not three, the rest of Barbara's motion follows.
Okay, All right, so
the language in mine is not, I didn't get in the PNB thing because I was writing, trying to type too fast, but... what you got in an email is not complete. So move that the NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct the PRA to provide several alternative budget proposals for fiscal year 2017 to include the following, and then A, B, and C, not A, B, and 3. And C would be Barbara's.
Okay, what's... then we go up to Barbara's, and it starts with her number one.
It starts with a shutdown transformation budget that should have two parts, one and two.
Okay, so you're replacing... Okay, so your amendment is to replace the words requesting A with the stuff
right.
You just sent. And so yours, it would be a substitute amendment to... Okay, I got it.
Several alternative budgets is what he's saying.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Are we taking a stack on this? Or?
Yeah, so I'm going to say that's what's on the floor is my amendment, and we're taking a stack on that.
Tony?
We have about 11 minutes. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I can. I understand what this, the concept that Barbara's trying to do and others are trying to do. I would be against such language and trying to say a shutdown budget because you're requesting the PNB to request either executive director or the director of the archives to prepare a shutdown budget when we haven't even made a decision to shut it down. So I'm very concerned about that and the message that sends. I mean, I could support Michael's amendment, but I can't support the part that adopt that aspect in it. I think that's premature to recommend that a proposed shutdown budget go in. But I think it would create a state of disorganization and might even create a state of panic with the PRA and the people there thinking that we have already decided to liquidate the archive. And I think it's extremely premature to propose a budget for liquidation when we haven't made that decision yet. So I would be very much against that at this stage until that. I think there should be a review of the archives and what we're going to do with it. We should make a decision whether we're going to keep it and finance it and get the money to do it, or if there are proposals to do joint partnerships or agreements with universities, we need to pursue those first and look at what comes into us. I don't think that it would be prudent to move forward with a motion of considering a shutdown transfer budget. I think that's extremely premature. So I would support your two, but I wouldn't support that aspect of it until we review the archives and what the PNB want to do with the archives. I think it's premature and could send a very bad message and an incorrect message if we pass such a motion.
Barbara for the stack.
Fred for the stack.
I heard someone before, Barbara.
Fred.
No, I heard a female voice.
Well, I asked quite a while ago.
Serene.
Okay. Yeah, Barbara, you spoke quite a bit. So I see you're Serene, then Barbara, then Fred.
Okay. Two things. One is that, is there a member of PRA on this call?
No, we did not get a budget or any response from the business manager there.
I'm sorry, what happened?
I requested several times a budget from the business manager of the PRA and never received anything, as I told people earlier in the meeting, but you weren't on. So we still don't have any budget from the PRA for fiscal year 2017.
Michael, I'm sorry, you're not coming through very clearly to me. Can you maybe adjust the phone?
Yeah, hang on a second.
I said that, as I said earlier in the call, we never received any budget from the PRA. I did notify them we wanted a budget by a week ago last Friday, didn't get anything, and have requested twice more since then, and haven't received anything back from Mariana. And I asked Lydia to get a hold of them, and she said she would, but I never got anything from Mariana Berkovich at the PRA, and there's nobody on the call from the PRA tonight.
Okay, thanks. Because I know we had agreed that whenever the budget was being discussed, there would be a problem. That's one. The other is that I agree with Tony that this is at best premature. I actually think it's out of order. The decision about what happens to PRA is the PNB, not this committee. I think it is out of order for us to make a, you know, I know the KPFA LSB has been awfully busy making recommendations about what should happen everywhere else. And, you know, there's a whole thing about, you know, the mote in somebody else's eye and the beam in your own, et cetera, et cetera. That said, this recommendation, which I know comes out of KPFA, I think is actually out of order, not just a bad idea, but out of order.
Great.
You cannot assume as a committee of the board, which is what the LSB is, you can't make a determination that we are at the point, and mind you, everybody owes PRA. If they were getting their central services, we may not need to have this conversation. I think the conversation should be, how do we get the money to them that the budget, their budget, say they're supposed to pay? I think this particular amendment, I'm strongly opposed to it on all sorts of levels, but I also think it's out of order.
Okay, there was an earlier proposal was out of order. I ruled that it was in order.
I'm sorry.
I'm just clarifying to Doreen, what happened before she got on the call?
Can you put me in the
earlier when it was presented? It was challenged as out of order. I ruled that it was in order because it was a budgetary proposal that was going to be a recommendation to the NFC. That was challenged and the chair was upheld, so we are considering it. But I take it that you're speaking against it, Serene. I think I heard Barbara and Fred and Adriana. Did you want to speak to the motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So Adriana, Fred, I'm sorry, Barbara, Fred, and then Adriana.
Well, so which part of the motion am I speaking to now?
Oh, well, actually, what's on the floor is that amendment. We have very little time left. We did say we were going to...
Okay, well, I'll just comment on something that various people have said. I guess I should have realized that people would start making something out of this that is not what I intended. And when Tony was using the word liquidate, that's not anywhere in my proposal at all. And it's true the words shut down convey something more permanent than what I was talking about, and I would be happy to take those words out and just say that we're requesting a transformation budget, because what I'm proposing that the PNB consider is transforming the Pacifica Radio Archives in a certain way that will turn it into a revenue-producing unit and not an expense unit, because I don't think that the network can afford that now. And as far as Michael's alternative, motion to alter my motion. I don't know whether we're calling it a replacement motion or what, but it makes it a little less onerous, I guess, to say to ask the staff to supply a number of different budgets, but there's obviously no staff available to do such a thing, or they would have submitted a budget already. And there is nothing here in my proposal that says that the NFC is trying to determine anything. We are recommending that the PNB take serious consideration of this possibility of having all the processing of these historic documents turned over to an institution that has the facilities and the staff and does not have to be paid for by the stations, who are struggling to produce the funds that it takes to produce the radio, that the radio programs they produce. So I would just ask that people stop. Please don't use the terminology that Tony was using about liquidating. I'm not talking about liquidating. I'm not talking about getting rid of it. All of this is based on the idea that Pacifica retains the ownership.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order?
What are we talking about? Is your motion on the floor, or is something that Barbara wants to change about her motion?
Well,
because do I believe that we have one motion and two amendments, or I'm wrong?
Yes, right now it's on the floor as my amendment. We're almost at time for the meeting. So.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I want to clarify if we have one motion and two amendments. The first one from our poll and the second one from you, right?
Okay, that's right.
Thank you.
That's what's on the floor so far. We're also at time for this meeting. We had said we were going to have an executive session.
Move to extend for realistically 15 minutes, and I'd like to rejoin the staff, please.
Okay. Any objections to extending for 15 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Can you vote? Call the roll on that, Art Paul.
All right, the motion is to extend the time for this meeting by 15 minutes. Nick Arena. Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis. R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Abstain.
Okay, 4-4, one against, two abstentions.
It passes.
I'm just sending a notice out to the committee saying that we're still on the regular call because Nick Arena said he was going to call in for the executive session, so he might be late. Okay, so next on the stack was Fred on the amendment.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, who is the manager now of PRA and should be responsible for the budget? You Art Torres. And you've received no information from him at this point. My question is more like a point of order, but... I sort of support Barbara because the financial crisis is so severe at this point. There's so little money available that things are just sort of falling apart. And it would really be a shame to lose the Pacifica archives but all the history associated with that. So I'm not, you know, I really don't have much more to say on this other mm-hmm. than that.
I think sort of, Adriana was still. Oh, sorry. You weren't finished? Were you still speaking? I'm sorry.
No, I'm finished. Fred? I'm finished.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. So Adriana and I think Serene wants it back on the stack.
Yes. Well, first of all, like I said before, it doesn't belong to this committee. But basically, what I'm asking is, it's a shame that we have two amendments on the floor, because we should add there to for the same thing, for example, for KPFA, because in the last 4 months, they cannot pay Central Service or Pacifica Radio Archives. It's part of their obligations. Since May, they didn't pay anything, even having the money. It means, why are we taking now? I'm sorry. What did you say, Barbara?
That's not true.
Okay, Barbara.
You're overstating.
Why don't you wait for your time?
Only one person has the floor at a time, Barbara, so let Adriana finish and ask for the floor.
Okay. Like I said, the only problem that the major problem that this foundation is having, that everybody, every unit decide to do whatever they wish. Even if they, in order to accomplish whatever they wish, they strangle the whole foundation. It's shameful. It's really shameful what KPFA is doing. And we have the emails from you people, KPFA, saying that they don't care about PRI, that it's not essential, right? I believe exactly the opposite. I believe that it's our obligation, and it's not to the small units or big units to decide if we will kill or not the Pacifica Radio Archives. The only problem that the Pacifica Radio Archives is having it is that the units are obviously taking care of their small little things or their small gains that are more important than the PRI in the meantime that they were using all the information. What are we doing? Are we opening some kind of small business on the side and, like we know now, selling in eBay assets that belongs to the PRI and the Pacifica Foundation? What is this? This is shameful. And it's shameful that KPFA have enough money since May 31st, have more than enough money, and they decide not to pay because wasn't essential, the PRI. And now we come up with these motions? That even that doesn't belong to us. It's not part of this. I agree with Tony. It's even totally ridiculous, like I said at the beginning, talking about shut down. This is the National Finance Committee and a standing committee of the PNB. And like I read before, the only thing that we should do is recommend annual budget and recommend and send reports to the foundation quarterly. This is our only function. Not try to justify why our stations are not paying and are keeping the money even when they have it. This is ridiculous. Thank you.
Okay. Serena is next.
Okay. Thanks very much. My understanding is that, and we're overdue for a PRA task force meeting. We'll be having one soon now. But my understanding is that not only are they down one full-time staff in form of Brian, but that their hours have been cut, most of them, and that maybe other people have exited since then. I don't know how accurate that report is, but I don't see why we would ask them to take time to create a budget for a scenario that does not currently exist. I think the PNB should make a decision, and I know where my argument will be, but I think the PNB should make a decision before we ask them to undertake another task, as they're even more short-handed than they had been. I also think that it's more than a little bit ironic that someone who owes funds, and I, this is not personal. When I say someone, I'm talking about I think maybe KPFK is the only station, you know, the station that houses the archives, by the way. I don't know if they're still getting credit for it.
No.
For those, but, okay. So the only station that does pay and then pays extra for the archives is KPFK, that is current, is KPFK. So the rest of us are essentially saying, well, yeah, I know we owe you money, but we're not going to pay you. But let's decide what kind of shelter you're going to move into now that we've rendered you homeless. The plan ought to be getting the money to PRA. PRA can survive on its budgeted money in addition to the grants that they've, you know, they've been able to get if we were doing the right thing. So it's not how do you cope now that I have screwed you over. It's how do we stop screwing over the PRA? As to the PRA making a decision about this based on offers they've received, with all due respect to Brian when he was there, or Mark now that he's acting director, or I'm not sure what the title is, they're not in a position to weigh or to examine those offers. So I don't see the point in them spending their efforts, their energy, on something that the board has not decided is something that is going to be considered. I agree something has to happen. They need more money than they're getting. Well, they need the money they're supposed to get, and it's likely they need more money than they're getting if we would like them to digitize the tapes at a faster rate. But that's not
okay. I think you're probably at time. We haven't really set times in this meeting. I didn't realize it was going to be quite as heated as it's gotten. So I'm going to ask that we vote on the amendment and then the motion, because we're almost, we've been for 15 minutes, we're ready to use 8. So it's going to take some time to go through that. So the first amendment was mine to say move that the NFP recommends to the PNB that it direct the PRA to provide several alternative budget proposals for 2017 to include the following: a serious proposal for increasing the revenue of the PRA aside from use of PRA materials as fund rate premiums and obtaining central services funds from the station; B, a bare-bones operating budget necessary to maintain the PRA as is based on last year's actual income, including actual central services payments; and C, that's the amendments to add that at the top of Barbara's motion, number 2. Our Paul, can you call the roll?
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, hang on a second. What's your question, Adrienne?
Yeah, because if you, I don't understand some part that you are saying, because your motion, I understand that A, B, and the number 3 that you put there, I don't understand, because it means that we vote your motion, the whole thing is being changed? Is something wrong with that?
The 3 is wrong, it should be a C, and then what would follow would be Barbara's motion.
But then it's a substitute motion, sir. It's not an amendment.
That's how I presented it. It's an amendment. It's to add that to the beginning of Barbara's motion. That's the amendment.
The amendment, I'm sorry, but if I don't mistake, our Paul, please, you are there, you can explain this. When you present an amendment, obviously you add to the previous motion, but you don't state it in your own amendment, because if not, it's a motion, it's a substitute motion by itself.
Chair?
Yes.
All right. What we have is a main motion from Barbara, then we have an amendment from me, and then we have an amendment to that amendment by you. You would have your amendment would be a substitute amendment, so that if your amendment passes, it replaces the one I made.
Okay.
So what we should do is read both amendments. Now, you've read yours. I will read mine, okay? And I think that will clear it up for everybody.
Okay.
All right. My amendment was to replace the word requesting at the start of Barbara's motion with, quote, the NFC recommends that the PNB request. And Michael's motion is to replace requesting A, the first two words of Barbara's motion, with, and it continues, that the NFC recommends, et cetera. So those are the two things. And if Michael's passes, then it replaces mine. If it fails, then mine is the amendment on the floor. Okay? Are we ready?
Aye. There's something I would like to put into this discussion.
Point of information.
I'm sorry. If it's a motion or an amendment, it's got to wait till some of this is disposed of.
Well, it's just to strike two words in my part.
Yeah, it'll have to wait. I'm sorry. Did you have a point of something, Adriana?
Yes, sir. I say a point of information.
Yes. What's your question?
I want to be clear, because what Arpo just said is that in case that we vote for yours, I think that finished in B, right? And that replaced his. And then we will go, if this is being approved, we will go to vote in your motion and Barbara motion. I don't understand.
Yes.
Of both yours, yes, that replaced everything.
Neither of the amendments replace the whole thing. Our pause is to replace requesting with move that the NFC recommend to the PNB that it requests. And mine is what you see, move that the NFC recommend to the PNB that it request the PRA to provide several alternative budgets, A, B, and C, not three. If either of those passes, that would be added to Barbara's, and then we vote on Barbara's if we have time. So, Art Paul, can you call the roll on the first, the substitute amendment?
Okay, so this is a substitute amendment from Michael. Do we need it reread? I hope not. I'm hearing nobody wanting it reread. Okay, Dick Arena. Fred Blair.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis. R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
Well, I'll vote yes for my own.
Serene Roberts.
I'm
Barbara
sorry, we're voting on adding Michael to Barbara?
We're voting on to substitute my amendment for R. Paul.
I'm sorry, you're muffled. We're voting on substituting your...
We're voting on whether to substitute my amendment for Arpaul's amendment at the beginning of Barbara's motion. And we have after that, we can vote on either Arpaul's amendment or the motion as amended.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to abstain. I'm still catching up on the email thread here.
Barbara Whipperman.
No.
Okay, 1-4, 5 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, moving on, we're going to vote on R. Paul's amendment to change the word.
One second, I've got to catch up here and write this down. 1 second. Okay.
Did somebody come on the call?
Yeah, this is Nick Arena.
Hello. Good, thank you, Rick. You were
okay.
Still on the open session. You're on the stage.
Very good.
Okay,
thank
the
you.
The next thing is an amendment to replace the word requesting in Barbara's motion with, quote, the NFC recommends that the PNB request. Nick Arena.
Abstain.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
I'll abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Okay, 3-4, 2 against, 3 abstentions.
And I have one last
okay, so that
amendment to propose.
Well,
okay, Barbara, what was it? That amendment carried, right, Arpal?
Yes.
Yeah, 3-2-3.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, what's your point of order, Adriana?
We already had at the 15 minutes that we had, and the only thing that we can do is vote on the motion that is on the floor, right?
That's correct. We're at time. We extend for 15 minutes, and we've actually passed it. So, Paul, can you just call the roll on the motion as amended?
I move we extend for two more minutes.
I'm sorry. I think it's too late, unfortunately, because we've already...
I just want to remove three words,
we
you guys.
Pass it.
We extended for 15
minutes. Mr. Chair.
I'm trying to explain that we've extended for 15 minutes. We're past that point. The only thing that's in order is for the vote on the motion as amended. Art Paul, can you call the roll?
Okay. The people need this reread?
Yes, please.
Oh, somebody wants it reread?
Nick wasn't on the call for most of the discussion.
Okay.
Yes.
The motion is, the NFC recommends that the PNB request, scrolling up, request a shutdown, a quote, shutdown and transformation, unquote, budget from PRA. It should have two parts. One, staff and supplies needed to transfer all unprocessed recordings to an educational institution yet to be retained for purposes of preservation and storage with all rights of ownership to be retained by Pacifica Foundation. Two, staff and supplies and estimated space needed to maintain a library of duplicatable single copies of all currently processed, i.e. preserved, recordings and of estimated space needed to house a library of duplicatable single copies of all recordings after they are processed for the preservation by an educational institution yet to be retained by Pacifica. Okay, that is the motion. And Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
4-4, 4 against.
Motion fails. And we're out of time, so the meeting is adjourned. We are scheduled to begin an executive session, so please call back.
Thank you.